Sakta Mishnah Vayitra Masechtas Beya Perik Hay Mishnah Aleph. Besides for a malacha, the Chachamim were makbid on Yom Tov that we shouldn't do things that are considered a major burden. Chazal were very concerned that a person should be in a relaxed state on Yom Tov, Simchas Yom Tov. That's true for both Shabbos and Yom Tov. Sometimes, Chazal were a little bit more lenient with things that aren't that much of a burden on Yom Tov, even more so than Shabbos, as we're going to see in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah begins. Mashilin Peiros, we can drop down Peiros, Derech Aruba, through a skylight, B'Yom Tov on Yom Tov, Avalei B'Shabbos, but not on Shabbos. Person has his Peiros up on the roof. He sees, it's about to rain. It's going to ruin the Peiros. So the Chachamim said it's okay to push the Peiros over to this window that he has cut out in his roof, and then to push them down. Whenever the Mishnah says Aruba, it refers to a window in the roof. When the Mishnah says Chaloin, it refers to a window in a wall. Even though this is a Tircha, and it may not be a Tircha that's necessary for the covet of Yom Tov, but it's okay because it's considered a Tircha Ketana. The reason it's considered a Tircha Ketana is because gravity is doing most of the work for you. You're just pushing it over to the window in the roof and it comes flying through. But if you would have to lift the Peiros through a wall window, let's say the Peiros are surrounded by mechitzas, and there's a chaloin, not an aruva, a wall window, you have to lift it to the window and to throw it out, that's too much of a tercha. So again, Zakta Mishnah, Mashilin Peiros, you can drop the Peiros, derech aruba, through the window in the roof, b'yamtiv, avaloi b'shabbos, but not on Shabbos. However, there's another type of tercha, which is considered so little that you can even do it on Shabbos. And the Mishnah is going to give us two halachas, where because we are concerned with the fact that he's about to lose money, and it's a small tircha, so it could be done even on Shabbos. First halacha, u'mechasim peiros bekelim. It's mutter not to take the peiros down, but you could cover them on Shabbos. And they had delaf. Delaf is rain that's dripping from a roof. V'chein kadei yayin v'kadei shemen. Not only peiros, which would be a very considerable loss if they get wet, because once peiros get soaked, they start rotting. Not only can you cover the peiros, but even if you have jugs of wine or oil, it wouldn't be that much of a loss, even if some drops get into it. It may not be as valuable as it was before. It's not going to be totally destroyed, but even that is mutter, because again, it's a tircha mu'etis, it's a small tircha. So again, u'mechasim peiros bekelim, you can cover the peiros with kelim, obviously kelim that aren't muksim, ibnei hadelef. V'chein kadei yayin v'kadei shemen, same is true for jugs of wine or oil. Now, what if it's not that I'm worried that my fruits are going to get wet? And it's not my kadei yayin or kadei shemen that are at risk. What if I just don't want it to rain into my house? I have a leak. Zakta Mishnah, v'noisnin kli, you can place a keli, Tachas Adelef, under the dripping water, b'Shabbos on Shabbos. I don't want the water to get into my house, so put a keli there. And if the keli fills up, spill it out and put it back. But I may have to do this many times. It's okay. It's not considered enough of a tircha, and that your house shouldn't get dirty. That's a good enough reason the Chazal said you can do this. So basically, what we learned in our Mishnah is five things. If it's a major tircha, like lifting something and putting it through a window and a wall, you cannot do on Yom Tov unless you mamish need it for Yom Tov. If it's a major tircha and you don't need it for Yom Tov, you just want to protect the peiros, then you can't do it. If it's not a major tircha, you just have to roll it through a window on the roof and it falls by itself. Even though it's shaloi letzarech Yom Tov, but there's a hefsid mamon, it's mutter. Again, only if there's a hefsid mamon. Only because I'm scared if I leave it there, it's going to get ruined. Stam is like, if it's not in danger, you can't even do that. And we also learned that if it's a very small tircha, and there's a hefsid mamon, it's mutter even on Shabbos. For example, you can cover the peiros, or kadei yayin v'kadei shemen, or you can place a keli there to catch the water that's leaking in so that your house remains clean.